This is Health Matters. Today we're launching a new series, Body and Soul. We'll discuss the links between mainstream living, personal health, and community health. Our reports on breaking health stories will continue, with Body and Soul episodes interspersed every now and then.
The Irish scholar and poet John O'Donohue once said that soul is not in the body is in the soul. This insight, which has a lot of relevance for modern civilization, may not come as a revelation to Native Americans. Indigenous people around the world have always known that all beings are related to one another, and that our communities exist within a spirit body that extends from the depths of Earth through every living thing to the far reaches of the universe.
When we look at health issues in this context, it's easy to see that the expanding health crisis in communities around the world, from viral epidemics to cancer and disease, parallel a worldwide breakdown of communal cohesion.
Take toxins, which we've discussed many times. Toxics in the food supply and beauty products, in lawn and garden products, in carpeting, upholstery, and plastics. Toxics illustrate how human industry ignores the natural world. The spirit of nature is inevitably toxic and destructive. 42 billion pounds of chemicals are manufactured or brought in the United States every day. All of us come into contact with toxins every day, either low level or high level or both. People with all natural houses surrounded by all natural implements of living only exist in remote rainforests, jungles, or mountaintops.
So the caution for the rest of us is, be a careful consumer. Don't buy products that will contaminate your home and try to eat organic. If you can't afford organic food or grow your own garden, wash your store produce well. The tough truth is many of us can't afford organic food. We can't afford to throw out the furniture made with formaldehyde and other chemicals, and that's why impoverished communities suffer the worst health impacts from toxins. Scientists have been studying the impact of overexposure to toxins for years, in the workplace and in communities near toxic sites. But recently, two scientists took a look at low-level exposure to the toxins of everyday life. First, they had samples of their blood and urine lab tested for toxins. Then they shut themselves up in a condo for 2 days surrounded by everyday consumer products.
Things like couches, shower curtains, skillets, shampoo, carpets, nothing out of the ordinary, just stuff we live with every day. After 2 days, they had blood and urine samples tested again. One of the men increased his phthalate levels by 22 times, his bisphenol A level by 7.5 times, and his triclosan level 2,900 times. That's right, 2,900 times higher. Dangerous chemicals all.
No one living in the U.S. has a body free of toxins. The question is, what can we do about this? What strikes me about the two men who shut themselves up in a condo is that they spent 2 days entirely indoors, surrounded by stuff off-gassing toxins.
With spring underway and summer around the corner, means that we could spend more time outdoors. Is this a simple, doable way to reduce exposure to home toxins? Spend lots more time outside. Soak up some sun rays and sit by the river. Take a vigorous walk. Shoo the kids outside and then stay right out there with them, tending a garden perhaps.
Or walk over to check on an elderly neighbor. Encourage them to spend the afternoon outside instead of with the TV. Or take someone homebound to the community garden for a few hours. Or peel potatoes or shell peas under a tree. Or set up a summer kitchen and cook meals outside. In other words, what if we remove ourselves from the low-level toxic air of the average household and inhale more fresh air during our long months of good weather?
Minimizing exposure to low-level household toxins by spending more time outside makes sense. Minimizing exposure to low-level household toxins by spending more time outside makes sense. Toxins are cumulative. As we reduce our exposure, our bodies will have less work to do processing toxins and more energy for maintaining our health.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Emily Marshall, Jay Winzuli, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening.